Well, what we're calling for is a constitutional amendment to give the voters the decision as to whether they want to see drilling within the state waters, which is on the west coast of Florida, from roughly 10 miles, and on the east coast, roughly 3 miles. And it's to prevent that from drilling, from exploration, and that's what the amendment would do. The response to it has been, from the community, from everyone that we've spoken to out in the public, has been overwhelmingly in support. The governor has expressed an interest in it and calling the special session. We know he's been really busy, but we've been trying to get with him to get a coordination on when this is going to happen. Leadership, on the other hand, has not expressed an interest. We can't understand why. All we hear from them is, we're not going to drill this year or next year. Well, that doesn't give me any level of comfort, because 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when the oil lobby starts spending their money again, what's to say they're not going to come back and put another bill moving forward with drilling? I don't want to see that. This should be a lesson to all of us. Actually, last year, what happened in the Timor Sea should have been a lesson to all of us. Obviously, that didn't have an impact. Hopefully, this will.
Do you think that there will be a special session this summer?
I do feel confident that we're going to have one. We do have some time constraints on us if we want to get it on the ballot in 2010. So that's my main concern, is I want to give the people an opportunity to vote on it right away. I don't want to wait till 2012. So it's a matter of whether we can get the governor to call it. Obviously, based on the comments of Speaker Creedle, it isn't going to happen through the legislature.